On the show today, we have Navy Federal's Marcia Sanford talking about their revealing report on military millennials and their money. Before we dive in a little bit deeper, can you just provide a quick summary of this report and what's it all about?
Yeah, so we decided, you know, it's a group that we've been covering or been dealing with for many, many years, for over 80 years, and it's a group we know really well. Yeah. And so it's one we want to continue to always monitor and check in with to see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. So in this study, we really just wanted to understand more about their attitudes toward finances and their financial behaviors, mm-hmm. both among military millennials, who is our core group that we serve, as well as their non-military counterparts.
Gotcha. I mean, millennials are hard enough to figure out, and then you throw the military aspect in there because you're dealing with global audience here. So, I mean, that must have been some eye-opening results that you got there. I mean, what were some of your key findings?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the really good news is, and something we've seen over the past, we've done this study over 3 years, and we've seen they continue to be very confident in their ability to reach their financial goals in the 5-year plan that, or the 5 years that we've asked them about. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really interesting that that's remained very high for both groups, for both military millennials and non. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that was really interesting is that their most important goals. So, you know, when we're talked about goals, what are their most important goals? Right. And really what they're really looking at is building up a savings account, which our savings or an emergency fund, paying down debt, and saving for retirement. I don't think that's much of a surprise, but it's nice to see that those are on top and they're equally important for both groups.
That is important. I like the sound of that.
And another thing we found that was really interesting is we asked about researching. So how do they find out information about how to achieve these goals? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was really interesting was that they're very independent in their approach, meaning they want us to research on their own. They want to make decisions on their own, mm-hmm. for the most part, mm-hmm. which I don't think is a surprise knowing millennials.
Yep.
But I think also what was surprising for us for military millennials is they really trust digital advice. Oh. And I think some of that is really driven by the fact of the nature of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They're on the move a lot. Digital, their phones are very important in it. So it makes a lot of sense that mm-hmm. that came.
Mm-hmm.
Another point for us really was, you know, although they're researching and they're confident in their goals, I think the interesting point is, you know, as everyone does, there's opportunity for slip ups, you know, for them to sort of maybe miss a payment or have something like that happen. Mm-hmm. And particularly among military millennials, in the fact that they're more likely to get into their financial life quicker, they're sort of, you know, pushed into that much quicker, given that group is a bit different. They're more likely to be married and have kids. And then their whole military aspect of being deployed, mm-hmm. potentially being away from home, causes that potentially to happen.
Right.
And what I think really stuck out for us was that is a great opportunity for us to provide them with financial education. And it just became more and more apparent as we keep doing this research that becomes more apparent for them and more important for them.
Right. Which leads me to my next question here, which was, what are some actionable items that you guys did based on your findings? Because I think you guys created a website, right?
Well, we created a website, but we've also had tools in place creating the website. So we've always been focused because, you know, we talked to this group a lot. We've known this group for a lot of years. And I think we've been focused on providing them, you know, with information to guide their financial lives. Mm-hmm. And we've had things on our website. We've implemented a lot of things via social media. Mm-hmm. We do Q&A sessions. We have videos. So we've had all those things in place. And this last time when we looked at the data and we were talking about more education and resources, what could we do? The Making Sense site, you know, sort of was an outpouring of that and an outgrowth of that. And I think it's been really interesting to see that come along. And what I think is a differentiator for us a little is we really work closely with this group to understand what do they need from us, what things are working for them, mm-hmm. what's the best way to deliver information mm-hmm. from them or to them. And I think that the Making Sense is sort of the outcome of that. And I think what's interesting is also about Making Sense. We've put it in, and what differentiates, we put it in, you know, basically real language, and in English, I'll call it. And just to make it easy to understand, because financial terms can be pretty, or financial information can be pretty overwhelming. Mm-hmm. We put it in those terms. We've allowed people, we've created three tracks so they can guide their own road through there to better understand where they want to go, mm-hmm. if there's certain goals that they want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You know what I'm really happy about here, Marcia, is that you're using the word resource for your credit union, which is so important, because that's, in my opinion, I think that's how we all should be viewed, as a resource, as a financial resource that we can go to in times of need, or just researching stuff. And you guys are doing that. You guys are setting the template to do that, not only with what you already are doing, but with the MakingSense.com website as well. So, I mean, it's really a kind of a proactive move that I think a lot of folks should kind of emulate on some level, that we can all be a resource for these folks.
Well, absolutely. And I think what also is different about this site is it's not just for our members, it's for the general public at large. So everyone can have access to it, which I think is also something as a credit union that we really, of course, are here to help our members, mm-hmm. guide them, partner with them, and keep them on track in terms of their finances. But I think by creating this and opening it up to everyone, it helps, just be more open about what kind of information is available.
I concur totally. How can other credit unions use this information? Do other credit unions have access to this information for the survey or the report? And if so, how can they use this information to kind of benefit their own memberships?
Well, absolutely. Other credit unions can have access to this information if they'd like. I think the biggest thing for us is really it's about understanding your members, making sure you know what kind of information they're looking for, what challenges they're having, what successes they're having, mm-hmm. and then you just align your resources to be able to help support that. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest focus for everyone.
Gotcha. Yeah, no doubt. And surveys are so important for this type of information, as you guys well know. So well done. Anything else to wrap up here, Marcia? I mean, excellent information as always, and just kudos to you guys for doing something like this.
No, I think that's it. I think, again, our whole purpose with this is really to support this military millennial group that we've been serving mm-hmm. for 8 years, and really help provide a roadmap for them and their families to stay on track financially.
Indeed,
and that's
indeed.
What our real goal is.
Very cool. And next up is Gen Z. Are you ready for that?
Yes, we are. We're looking at them, we're talking to them, and we're engaging them in many, many ways. So
good for you.
I'm sure you'll hear more from us on that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Okay, very cool stuff. Marcia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us on this report. And we will have a link and everything in the show notes so people can check it out as well. So well done again, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.